Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We are holding on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we started discussing about how dividing Nachlos has certain elements of din, because we had this idea of Biyoman Chilos Banav that the Torah says, and we know it can't be that if a person dies during the nighttime that there's no Dine Nachla. Obviously there's Dine Yerusha if a person dies at night. No, maybe it's teaching us that when it comes to being done in matters of Nachla, one has to make sure that that happens during the daytime and not during the nighttime, because this is part of a broader halacha about din in general. And maybe there are other elements of din, of dine mamonos, that also apply to the laws of Nachla. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about how long after a kinyan is made does someone have the right to retract that kinyan, to back out on that kinyan. And we're going to bring a raya from something that we mentioned in this discussion about biyom hanchilu asbanav. And on the basis, the Gemara is going to have, it's going to collect three different cases throughout the Masechta where we paskin like Rav Yosef. We're going to have to discuss why we're doing this. We're going all the way back to the first parak until later on, Daf Kuf Mem Daled, and over here, we're just collecting cases where we paskin like Rav Yosef. Does that imply that in general we would never paskin like Rav Yosef? What exactly the Gemara's intention is, but that's what the Gemara does. Then the Gemara discusses why it is that in the Mishnah we mentioned four different lists, and the two of the lists were those who are nochlin velo manchilin, and those who are in manchilin v'lo nochlin. And the manchilin v'lo nochlin are just the flip side of the relationships of those that are nochlin v'lo manchilin. So why would we need a separate list? Isn't that something that we could figure out on our own? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to quote a shita that a woman can be yoresh her son. That's directly against our Mishnah. And tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss who the authors are of the Mishnah and of that Braisa, but apparently there is a shita that a woman can be Yorish, her son, and therefore the son-mother relationship is not on the list, does not belong on the list of Nochlin v'lo Manchilin or Manchilin v'lo Nochlin. So let's again pick up from toward the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We'll pick up from Dilma Din Nachlos Ka'amrit, that after we said that Nachla can only be done during the day, so it can't mean that someone who's shachiv, the Gemara says, it can't be that someone who's shachiv be a mama who diarti lebani, but someone who's shachiv belayl lo yati lebani, that someone who's who dies during the day will have Yerusha for his children, someone who doesn't die during the day, his children aren't going to be Yerush, that would be crazy. So says Gemara, no, Dilma Din Nachlos Ka'amrit. Maybe we're talking about not whether the Nachla happens, not whether Yerusha happens, but rather Din Nachlos, as Rashbam explains on the fifth medium-sized line, She'ein Donin Osan Ela Biyom Kishar Dine Mamanus, that we would only be Don cases, we would only judge cases of Nachla during the day like any other Dine Mamanus case. Dichsivu Beis David Dina Levoker Mishpat, Da Kol Shar Nachlos Nami Mikro Mishpat, that all Nachlos are considered to be Mishpat. So that's how, what we're trying to say over here. Ditanya, back in the Gemara, we learn a Braisa. V'haysa l'bnei Yisrael l'chukas Mishpat. That we view the entire parsha to be considered like din, meaning what does ura mean? Rashbam points out in the last medium sized line, loshon ma'ora loshon v'yakar mikra kolomar nistaima lios din v'tzarech gimel ubayom, that it has been determined that it's considered like a din and therefore requires three dayanim, and it's got to be done during the day. And Rashbam then adds a chiddush: V'alfina nami minayhu l'kol dinei mamonos lios danin tchilasan b'yom kinachlos tuchsivu b'yom anchilo. Rashbam suggests, yeah, the idea that you need three, the idea that it's a din, we derive from other dine mamonos, the idea that you need three because we're saying that it has to be done by yom, but the idea that other dine mamonos have to be done by yom is actually derived from here. The fact that we say by yom is derived from here. That is not so pashut at all. In fact, there's a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin that seems to say not that way, that we have a separate limud for other dinim that they can only be by yom. But anyway, says Gemara, Ukid Rav Yehuda, and this is in line with Rav Yehuda, this idea that nachlos are treated like a din and therefore follow the rules of dinim mamonos, of when you're going to judge a dinim mamonos case, is in line with what Rav Yehuda said. Rav Yehuda says, if you have three people that go in to be mevaker a chola, and he starts giving away his possessions. He starts determining where his items are going to go because he knows that he's going to die. Ratzu kosvin, ratzu osendin. Since there are three of them that are being mevaker chola, they have the choice. They can either write down as edim everything that they are hearing from the chola, or if they want, they have the ability to be osedin. They have the ability to serve as the dayanim themselves. If you look at Rashbam, ratzu osendin, says Rashbam, the avgav de inkan adam shemei b'fneim klum. There is no one saying edus in front of them. They could still make a din. And the reason they could do that is, even though there's no kabbalas edus, and normally dayanim have to hear from edim, yeah, they have to hear from edim in order to verify what the facts are, but they're seeing it with their own eyes. Hearing from edim can't be a stronger proof of what events occurred than actually seeing it themselves. They see the chola being mechalik nechasav, so Adas Baldin is kameya edim. That's like I have 100 edim that he intends to be mechalik nechasav, and therefore they're allowed to serve as dayanim on the case. There is a discussion in the Ketzos and Siman Lamed Daled what the notion of Adas Baal Din Kameya Edim Dami is based on. Is that a din in Manus, or is it a din of Hischaivus? Over here it sounds more like a Hischaivus than in Manus. There's nothing to do in Manus about. He's being moda, not that he already owes the money to people. It's a Shriv Mera who's giving things away. So it's much more of a Hischaivus. Manus would be in a case where a person is moda that he already owes money somewhere else. So that's where you have such a chakira in the Ketzos. Well, why is it that if someone says, I owe this guy money because I borrowed $1,000 from him, why is it that we believe him kameya edim? Is it because we actually believe that he borrowed that money? Or even if he didn't borrow that money, right now he's being mechayiv himself on the money. But in our case, it seems like a davar pashut that we're dealing with a sense of ischaivus rather than a sense of ne'amanus. So you have this din that three people come to be mevaker the chola. Rashbam writes that the reason why he talks about being mevaker a chola, why don't we just talk about that the guy said, come visit me so that I can divide up my estate. Why do we have to bring in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim over here, that they're stam coming to visit him? So the Rashbam explains, because if he asked them to come to hear his tzava'a so that they could be made on it, that would automatically disqualify them from being dayanim, because if he's calling them to be edim, they would not be able to be dayanim. Not only that, not only can they not be dayanim themselves based on what they saw, once they have a din of edim, even if other people would be made on the tzava'a, they would still not be able to be dayanim. Meaning, not only would they not be able to be dayanim based on what they're seeing, because they're seeing it as edim, even if other people would also serve as the edim, they cannot put on dayanim hats and decide to become dayanim, because if they were coming with the intention of being edim, we would immediately apply the rule of ein ed nasa dayan, and they would be disqualified from being dayanim. That is what Rashbam writes. However, Tosos on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschal Aval, Dibur Maschal Ve'ein, Tosos takes issue with this Rashbam. He quotes from the Ri, who disagrees, and he says, no, ein ed nasa dayan is only once an ed, is not by an ed haroa, it's by an ed hameid. It's only once an aid has already testified that he becomes, that we say, ein aid nasa dayan, or they already signed a shtar, then they become possible to be done with this in this case by listening to other edim. But edim that were never made in the first place, even if they were asked to come be made and they saw an event based on the intention of being edim to that event, they could still turn around and be dayanim based on what they saw. Lo teishmiya so they could certainly be dayanim when there are other edim that are testifying. Just because they had intended when they saw the event to be edim does not disqualify them from being dayanim. How does Tosus know this? How does he know that the Rashbam is wrong, and that if you see the event as an aid, it does not disqualify you from being a dayan? So Tosus says, well, let's think about it. Why is it that ein aid nasa dayan? What's the svara of ein aid nasa dayan? So Tosus says, well, the svara is because edus that's ef shalaz Hazima is not a good Eidus. If the Dayanim are the Eidim, they're not going to be Mekabel Hazama against themselves. You know, in order to be Mazim Eidim, you need the Dayanim to accept the Eidei Hazama. You need the Dayanim to accept the second set of Eidim that are going to come and be Mazim the first set. But if the Dayanim know that they are the first set, they're not going to be Mekabel people who are going to be able to be Mazim them. Yeah, when does that Svara apply? That's only if they were already an Eid HaMeid. That's only if they're eligible for Hazama because they already said Eidus. But if they just saw an event and they never said Eidus, why wouldn't they be Mekabel Hazama? There's nothing, it's no skin off their back. They're not going to lose anything from that. And furthermore, another reason to Pasul in Eid Nasa Dayin is what Rosh Bam himself says, because the Pasuk says, V'amdu Shnei Anashim Lifnei Hashem. So we learn that you need Eidim aside from the Dayanim. Yeah, that also is only by Eidei Re'iyah, if they can't be done al pi Eidus Atzmam, because you need separate people. You need two people to be the Eidim, three people to be the Dayanim. So not necessarily so, says the Balei HaTosfos, that just because they saw something, it means that they're not allowed to be the Dayanim anymore. That's not the rule of Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. So that's Machlokas Rosh Bam and Tosfos over here. So that was all if you have three people come to Mivakar Echola. So we said that they could choose what they want their role to be. If they're going to be Mivakar Echola, they could choose, since there are three people, to be Dayanim, or they can choose to be Eidim. Shnayim, but if you only have two people coming to be Mivakar Echola, then Kosvin Ve'enosin Din. Then they can only be Eidim, but they cannot be Dayanim, because they are only two people. The Rashba writes that it's in Baba Kama, that it's mistaver that a yachid mumcha, even though he's the halacha is within the beginning of Sanhedrin, a yachid mumcha is allowed to be dan bi yachidi. The requirement of three dayanim is when you have regular dayanim, but a yachid mumcha can be dan dine mamina. So the Rashba writes it's mistaver that a yachid mumcha, even though he's allowed to be dan bi yachidi, he's only allowed to be dan when there are edim that saw the maisa. But if he himself saw the maisa, he's not allowed to be a dayan. Even a dayan mumcha doesn't have more ne'emanus than if he were to be meyed al piatzmo. Meaning a halacha is an eid echad can't be motzi mamon no matter how trustworthy he is, no matter how expert he is. So he can't be that as an aid he wouldn't be believed al piatzmo, but as a dayan based on what he saw himself, he can be a dayan al piatzmo. It's impossible that would be the case, because then you just have a yachid alone who sees the event and he's making everything happen. No, when we say that a yachid mumcha can be a dayan, that's if he's hearing edus from two separate eidim. It's only al pi shnayim eidim yakum davar, not al pi eid echad. So a yachid mumcha is only when he hears it from two other eidim. So Ktsos points out that it sounds from the Rashba that if there was another dayan together with the yachid mumcha at the time that they see the maisa, then they can choose to be dayanim. Then they don't have to be eidim. Even though our Gemara says over here that if two people are there, they can only be Eidim, they cannot be Dayanim. That's assuming neither of them are Yachin Mumcha. But if one of them is a Mumcha, then they can be. That's what it sounds from the Rashba. That's the Ha'ara that the Ktsos has in Siman Zayin from the Rashba itself. The Imre Bina disagrees, because from the Rashba it's Muchach that he holds that a Yachin Mumcha could be done al pi Eidim alone. So Adrabba, if he hears from Eidim, he could be done by Yechidi. It's only if he wants to be done al pi Re'iyaso that he's not allowed to, unless there's someone else with him. Because what the Ktsos points out is that over here where they're done al pi Re'iyasam, it's not Eid mi pi Eid, and it's good enough to have two people that saw the Maisa in order to be motzi the mamon al pi Eid Echad. So it says Gemara further, V'yama Rav Chista. This is only during the daytime. Aval belayla, but if the people who came to Mivakar Lechola did so at night, then it doesn't matter how many people they were, whether it was two or three. If they came at night, afilu shlosha kosin veinosin din, then even if it's three people, you can't be dayanim, because you can't make din at night. So the dayanim can't see the event and act as dayanim at night. That can only happen during the day. My taima davlu edim veined nasadayan, because when they're going at night, they are clearly functioning as edim at night. They are not functioning as dayanim at night. And once they saw the maisa as edim, that's it. Now they're not able to be a dayan anymore. Amalei in Hachinami Kamina. He says, yeah, that's exactly how I learned as well. Meaning all of this started by teaching a brisa of Ahaya B'yoman Chilulus Banav, So Abaye says, I don't get it. What do you mean? What is that? What could that possibly mean that you can only have nachla b'yom? So we came up with this explanation that it doesn't mean that if someone dies during the nighttime that there is no dina yerusha. No, it means this. It means that that dinim about nachla can only be b'yom and not b'layla. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we understood the entire time. That's what it means, that it's only dinim about nachla that could be done b'layla and not that could only be done by Yom and not by Laila. So what did the Gemara say? That if you have a Dine Nachla, if people come to Mimvakar Chola during the daytime, so then it depends how many people we're dealing with. If we're dealing with two people, they could be Edim. We're dealing with three people, they could choose to be Dayanim or Edim. At nighttime, it doesn't matter how many people you're dealing with, those are Edim, and they can write down exactly what the guy said about who's getting what, and that would be Edus, and they can write down their Edus, and that's perfectly fine, but they can then no longer turn around and be Dayanim, because the Re'ias Edus was at a time where they couldn't be Dayanim, where there would be, where you're ineligible to do Din because it's nighttime. So the Acharim discuss, what about other times where Din is not allowed to happen, and you have a Re'as Edus? For example, Bach discusses, he's Medayik from Lashon the Tour, Dayanim see a Maisa on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Do we say now they're disqualified from being Dayanim because they saw it at a time where they can't do Din? Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't do Din. So now they were functioning as Edim at that time. So now maybe they can't be Dayanim. So the Bach is Medayik from the Tour that since they can't be Dan Ba'os HaShah, so Mela, they're not going to be able to be Dayanim. The fact that ain't done in Shabbos Yom Tov is only a din mid Rabbanan. Yeah, but called the Tikkun Rabbanan ken daraisa tiknum, and even though nighttime is disqualified mid daraisa from din, and Shabbos Yom Tov is only mid Rabbanan, mistama the din Rabbanan is patterned after the din daraisa. So if they witnessed it at a time that they can't do din, even if it's only on a Rabbanan level, they're not able to turn around and be dayanim. The Taz, however, in Choshem Mishpat Siman Zayin says no mid daraisa Shabbos and Yom Tov you're allowed to do din. So when the Dayanim see an event on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's on a Daraisa level, it's like seeing it on a weekday. So it's only Midrabanan that that you require to be Ladan al Pi Edim. So as far as this is concerned, their own Edus should be able to work, because Lagabe Dinim Drabanan, like Kim Shtaros, we paskin that an Eid Nasa Dayan. The whole idea of Eid Nasa Dayan is only by Dinim Daraisa. But since this whole Psul is only Midrabanan to begin with, and by Dinim Drabanan we say Eid Nasa Dayan, so their own yediyah that comes about from witnessing something on Shabbos and Yom Tov should allow them to be made about it. So that seems to be a machlokas between the Bach and the Taz about if they witness something on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Another issue, if the Ravya in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph was asked about Bali Din that are Mekabel, that they accept that let it be done at night, meaning let it be done Belayla. Is that okay? Is this something that people can be mochel? Or is this like a halacha that you can't be mochel? Like you can't be mochel the isra of eating chazer. You can't say, mochel, I allow it. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow it. So meaning, why would we think you do allow it? Because the halacha is that krovim are not allowed to be dayanim, but the halacha is that they're allowed to be mochel. That if both parties say it's okay, neman alay abba, neman alay avicha, I don't mind. If abba, avicha are the dayanim, then we can accept that. So do we say the same thing over here? Or maybe no. Maybe krovim are kosher to be dayanim for everybody else. They're just not kosher to be dayanim for you. So if you want to make yourself like everybody else, so fine, then you can accept that upon yourself. As opposed to belayla, it's a psul across the board. It's not personal to you. So you can't undo a psul that goes completely across the board that's not personal to you. So that's the shaila of the Ravya. And the Ravya says that it does work to be mekabel, to be ladan belayla. And even though we say over here there that once when these people come to be mevaker the chola, there ain't osam din. But the guy is obviously mekabel on himself because he's giving his whole tzava over to them. But v'fneim belaila, you can't bring a raya from here because over here who's being mekabel? The mitzaveh, the one who's dying, the shchiv mera. Yeah, but he's not the only party to this din. Anyone he's giving to, it's going to cost one party. It's going to go to another party. You know, everyone who has a stake in the Yerusha would have to be mochel. So maybe in a chinami, if all the bali din are mochel, and they say let the din happen belaila, maybe in a chinami that works, and the din would happen belaila. But you need all the bali din. Over here, it's just the mitzaveh that's saying it. There's another discussion: is this din, this idea that we don't do din belaila, is that a din in laila? Or is it a din in darkness? That we don't do din in the dark. The Sma in Simon Hay writes, Ein Danim Belaila is only because the Dayanim are not able to see people, and Dayanim, part of their job is to be able to read faces. So if you can't see the people really well, then you can't be a Dayan. But if you have plenty of Neros, then even the Tchilas Din is allowed to be Belaila, he says. He says it's very similar to what he found in a Kovetz Yashan Noshan, that you're not able to do a kinyan sudar belaila, but la'or havuka or la'or havana, you're able to do a kinyan sudar because the edim are going to be able to see the kone, the makne, as long as the edim are able to see exactly what's happening because it's very strong lighting, so that's good enough. That is what the Sma writes. The Shach says he does not find this to be compelling at all. The Gemara over here says that when they see belaila, the edim are not allowed to become dayanim, but according to the Rashbam and all the other Rishonim, that you only can make a din with the tzava'a al yedei kinyan, where there's a kinyan that's being done. So forget about the fact that belaila they became edim and therefore they can't become a dayan. Anyway, they can't become a dayan because the kinyan that was done in front of them was done at night, and at night the kinyan is not a valid kinyan according to many rishonim. So what you have to say is no. As far as kinyan is concerned, lighting would work. So that would be, that disqualification is not a problem. But as far as the fact that you're not allowed to do din belaila, lighting doesn't help. How much light you have is not going to make an ounce of difference as far as din belaila. So that's the machlokas Sma and the Shach, whether this is something that could be changed with good lighting, where the Sma says that yes, it can be changed with good lighting, and the Shach says no, it can't. Only this issue of not making a kinyan sudar belaila, if you happen to hold that there is such an issue, that you're not allowed to make a kinyan sudar belaila, only that is changed with good lighting, but not the issue of not making din belaila. Okay, two dots on Kuf Yudalim, and I'll have four lines into the page. Says the Gemara, Itmar, kinyan ad emasai chozer. How long do you have to be chozer on a, is it, did we get that? Yeah. So yeah, so kinyan alema say chozer. How long does one have to be chozer on the kinyan? Rabba Amar calls mancha yoshvin. Rabba says as long as they're sitting in the same location, even if they've already changed topics, they're already discussing about something else, but chozman that they're yoshev in that spot, they can be chozer on the kinyan. Rav Yosef Amar calls mancha oskin boso inyan. No, it has to be that they're still discussing the matter of the kinyan. Only then they can be chozer. There is a machlokes rishonim what type of kinyan we're discussing over here to be chozer on. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yashar says that this is by kinyan sudor or a meshicha, any kinyan, it doesn't make a difference. The Rambam, however, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Mechira and many other Rishonim hold that this whole discussion is only by kinyan sudor, that where you're not actually taking possession of the item itself and no payment has been made for the item itself, you're just making a kinyan as a show of gemiras das. So the kinyan is purely based on das; it's not really based on actual, you know, transference of anything from one side to the other, giving the item or giving the money. So, but if you're talking about someone did a meshicha already, someone did a hagba already, you can't be chozer on that. As soon as it's done, the chum would say you can't be chozer on that. If you're magbia mamshich, something like that, then you have maybe toch kedei dibor. That's a discussion. But certainly you don't have kolzman that they're oskin ba'oso inyan. The So says the Gemara further, Am Rav Yosef Kavase Didi Mistavra. Rav Yosef says, you know, it's most Mistavra like me, that as long as they're Oskin Boso Inyan, that's as long as you have, but you don't have more than that. You don't have Kolzman Shiyoshvin. Why? Am Rav Yuda, because we just said that Rav Yuda holds Shlosh Shnichlasu Levakar Sechola. Three people come to be Mavakar Echola. Ratzu, Kosvin, Ratzu, Osin Din. They have the option of being Edim or serving as Dayanim. But v'isatadaita kolzman sheyoshvin, if you hold that as long as you're still in the same spot, you're able to be chozer on a kinyan. Lechashlema hadarbei, how could they go and serve as edim or dayanim? Don't you have to be choshesh that maybe the guy's going to back out? They're still sitting in the same spot, so don't they have to worry that he's going to back out? As Rashbam points out toward the bottom, my kamar rotz osin din. How can we say that they can make a din? The mashma ba'osam maimed. It sounds like while they're sitting right there, they can make the din. Afal pi shadayin yoshvin. The din is going to be totally invalidated by the guy just deciding to be chozer. So how could it be? So Amravashi, Amrisa Lishmait Kamed Rav Kana, and he says, you know, I said this over to Rav Kana, and this taina is that it can't be that Kolzman Sheyoshvin, that the guy could be chozer, because if so, how could these three guys make a din? And he pointed out Rav Yosef Minicha. And what if you hold that it's Kolzman Sheyoshvin Boso Inyan? So then, according to Rav Yosef, is it any better? Because aren't they also Oskin Boso Inyan when they come to visit? They go to the Bimavakar Lechola. The Chola is saying, I want this to go to Ploni and that to go to Ploni. And right away, on the spot, they make a din. So that's called Oskin Boso Inyan also. It's not only the Kolzman Sheyoshvin. That's actually while they're Oskin Boso Inyan. And you still see they're making din. And apparently, they're not worried that somebody's going to back out. No, you have to tighten it up and say that the case must be that they're not Oskin Boso Inyan anymore. That they went to visit him. He started discussing where all of his Yerusha is going to go. This is going to go to that guy. This is going to go to that guy. Then they were talking about the family and they started talking about other things and items of interest, current events or whatever. And then they go back to the Yerusha and they make the din on the spot. That's the Yukimta you have to say. Otherwise, you have to be worried that he's going to be chozer. So if you say that it's Kolzman Sheyoshvin, you can make a similar Ukimta. Dekamu v'ader yasivu. They went to be Mevaker, and he comes and he starts telling them, I want to give this to Reuven and that to Shimon and that to Levi. Good. They leave. They come back and they make the din, but it's the same people. As long as they leave and they came back and it's not Boso Yeshiva, so that's fine. So you could say that maybe is the case. Says the Gemara, Vehilchus HaKavaseh Rav Yosef, once we're mentioning over here a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef, the Gemara tells us we paskin like Rav Yosef in three instances. Besada, Inyan, Umechza. When it comes to Sada, when it comes to Inyan, when it comes to Mechza. Our case is Inyan, meaning how long do you have to be Chozer? Rav Yosef said, Kolzman Shasukin Bosu Inyan. So we paskin like Rav Yosef in our case. What are the other two cases? What are Sada and Mechza? So Rashbam points out, Vilsakhev said Rav Yosef, Sada perakama am Rav Yosef, Matzi Amalei ma'alinalach kenichse de barmerion. That if, let's say, you have brothers that are dividing the state, and one of the brothers owns land that's right next to one of the father's lands. So can he demand that when we divide the estate, I want that to be my chelek because I'm the bar metzra. I own land right next to it. So Rav Yosef said no, that the others can say that to us, that land is the most valuable land. We think that's the sentimental value or whatever. We love that land the most, so we don't think you should have the right to get that land more than the rest of us, just because you happen to be the neighbor. So that's the first time in the Masechta that we pass on like Rav Yosef. And what's the case of Mechza? Lekaman, says Rashbam, b'misha meis, and kuf mem gimel, hudam ledbitu nechasai laich ulebreich. A guy says to his wife, my nechasim will go to you and to the sons. Am Rav Yosef, Kanoi Palga, the Darish Vaisala Aram Levanov, Mechzalan Mechzalvanov. So the halacha is, so let's say there are five sons and the wife, and he says all the nechasim will go to you and to the sons. So how do you divide that up? Do you divide it into six even parts and give one chelik to the wife and five and one chelik each to each of the five sons? So no, the Rav Yosef says you divide it into two parts. Half of it goes to the wife, and the other half gets split evenly among the sons. And because we darshed in that, La Aron Levanov means Mechzalan Aron Mechzalvanov. So those are the three cases cases that we paskin like Rav Yosef. That specifically in those three instances, we paskin like Rav Yosef. The Ramban raises the question, why do you need to tell me in the case of Mechtza, in that last case, that we paskin like Rav Yosef? Who argues on Rav Yosef in that case? See, in the other two, Rabba disagrees with Rav Yosef, so that you need to tell me. How do I paskin? Rabba versus Rav Yosef. In the case of Mechtza, the only one who argues on Rav Yosef is Abaye. Abaye is the one who disagrees with Rav Yosef. And the truth is, Tosfos points out, Abaye doesn't even disagree. He asks on Rav Yosef. So it might be interpreted as a disagreement. But still, even if Abaye does disagree with Rav Yosef, Abaye is a Talmud of Rav Yosef. And we have a rule, Ein Halacha k'talmid b'makom harav. So of course you're going to paskin like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is the Rebbe. When we say that, the Halacha is not like Rav Yosef except for, you know, you only have these three cases, Sadi'in and Mechtza. So the Gemara doesn't mean to say that, you know, when Rav Yosef argues on his Talmidim, that you're not going to paskin like Rav Yosef. It means when Rav Yosef argues with Rabba, we normally only paskin like Rav Yosef in these three cases. So why does it need to tell me in the case of Mechtza? So the Ramban suggests that since in the case of Sada, you know, Rav Yosef argues not only on Rabba, but Abaye takes Rabba's side in the case of Sada, so that's why the Gemara has to tell us over there that the Halacha is like Rav Yosef and not like Rabba slash Abaye, who both argue on him. So Mela, we mentioned the other case where Abaye also disagrees with Rav Yosef, Derech Agav, even though it happens to be obvious, even though, of course, we're going to pass on like Rav Yosef in that case. That's one answer the Ramban gives. The Ramban further suggests that since Abaye was a Talmud of Rabba as well, Abaye was not only a Talmud of Yosef, he was also a Talmud of Rabba, one might have thought that if Abaye is arguing on Rav Yosef, it must be that he heard his Shita from his Rebbe Rabba. So it actually is a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. It's not just a machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye. He must have heard it from Rabba, and that's why he's arguing on Rav Yosef, because it's something that he heard from Rabba. So that's why we need to be told in that case as well that we paskin like Rav Yosef. Now the Ramban quotes Yesh Sovrim that we say over here, aside from Sada Inyan Mechtza, we generally don't paskin like Rav Yosef against Rabba. So there's two ways to interpret that. What does generally mean? Meaning, over here we're saying there are three cases and only three where you're passing like Rav Yosef against Rabba. Three cases where? Three cases in Nezikin, three cases in Shas, three cases in Bav Basra. It happens to be all three of these cases are in Bav Basra. So the Ramban quotes that this is a klal in all of Shas. And he says that's the sheet of the Rif. But he says, not everyone agrees to that. There are those that say that, no, this is only in Masechtos Bava Basra, but in other Masechtos, sometimes you have, sometimes you don't have. Sometimes you'll pass on like Rav Yosef, sometimes you won't. And the Raya is from the fact that we pass on like Rav Yosef by a Shomer Aveda, that he has a din of a Shomer Sachar. So you see that in other places in Shas, there are other examples where we paskin like Rav Yosef. L'chora, one could have argued that, you know, since Masechtos Nezikin, that you would have imagined that this is in all three Masechtos, that these are three exceptions. But the Rishonim don't seem to say that way. They seem to assume that it's either limited to Bava Basra, or it's a din in Gan Shas. It's a din in everywhere. That's what we paskin. That's what we're saying. We paskin like Rav Yosef specifically in these three cases. Okay, further in the Gemara, third line from the top, Kuf Yudalar and Beis Ha'isha Es Bina. So we gave a list in the Mishnah of cases of manchilin velo nochlin, people who could be manchil but they are not nochel. So one of them is Ha'isha Es Bina. She can bequeath to her child, but she cannot yarshin from her child. So says Gemara, Hasulamali, why do I need to be told that? Hatana le resha, ha'ish es imo. In the list of nochlin v'lo manchilin, we have ha'ish es imo, the son to the mother, v'ish es ishto, or the man to the wife. So why do I need to be told the flip side? So if you look at Rashbam, ha'ish es bina lamali, the mista minach mancheles v'lo nocheles, Hainu Resha, the Katani Ishasimu Noch of Lomanchel. The Ishas Bailanami, the Katani Manchelas Lomanchelas. Hainu Nami Resha, Ishasishto, Noch of Lomanchel. So it's not only in those two cases, Vachain Achaya Aim, Dictani de Manchilin Lenechtam, Bene Achosam, Velo Nochlin, Hainunami Resha, Dictani Bene Achoshalish, Nochlin Dodein, Velo Manchilin. When you talk about a nephew, sons of your sister, so that also has it in both lists. Ulmantam Nam Masisim Bene Achios, Hach Sefanami, Hainu Bene Achios, Dikechidish Nochlas Dodo, Venu Manchil, Achnami Nochlas Dosso, Venu Manchil. In all the cases, the entire list is an exact parallel of the list of Nochlin v'lo Manchilin. It's exactly the flip side. Why would I need to be told both of these lists? Says the Gemara, Hakam Mashmalan. It's teaching me a chiddush. The isha es bina, dumya the isha es baila. We're saying that the yerusha of isha es bina is similar to the yerusha of isha es baila. In what way? Ma isha es baila ena bal yorish zishto bekever. Just like even though a husband yarshins his wife, but that's not bekever. He would not yarshin his wife bekever. Af isha es bina ena ben yorish zimo bekever lahan chilachin mina av. So too, when a son yarshins his mother, that doesn't happen bekever to be manchil to the other brothers. What does it mean bekever? So the Gemara says over here, the son is not yorish's mother bekever to be manchil. Rashbam explains that the son is in the kever. Meaning, what's the case? The son dies while his mother is still alive. And then the mother dies. So we're learning over here that the son, the deceased son, cannot be Yoresh's mother to pass on that Nachla to his own Yorshim from his father's Mishpacha, to his own Yorshim from his father's side of the family. Rather, the Yorshe Ha'em, the other Yorshe Ha'em, are going to be the ones that Yarshin or Nechazim. It's not going to be diverted to this boy's father's family because he is not alive to receive the Yerusha. If he's not alive to receive the Yerusha, he cannot give it over to his father's family. Tosus writes that you can't say that it means that the mother's bekever, that she died first and then she gets more Yerusha after she dies, and we're learning from here that the son is not Yorish those Nechasim, because that's simply not true. The halach is that if the woman dies and then more Yerusha comes to her, it would go to her son. Let's say the woman's father is still alive, she predeceases her father, so her son is alive and her father's alive, so now the son has his grandfather that's alive. That grandfather, maternal grandfather, dies, he does get the Yerusha from the maternal grandfather. It's not true that if she were bekever it wouldn't work. So you have to say that the case is that the ben is bekever. That is how the Rashbam understands that's what we're saying, that the ben is not yorish in the kever to then be manchil la'achin mina'av, to then be able to pass on that Yerusha to brothers from the father. Am Rabbi Yochum Rishum Rabbi Yudhman Rabbi Shimon Dvar Torah Ha'av Yoresh Espino V'isha Yoresh Espino. Totally different than our Mishnah. In total disagreement with our Mishnah. That on a Darais level, not only can a father yarshin his son, a woman can yarshin her son as well. Shenemar Matos Makish Mata Aim L'Mata Av. We link the Mata Aim with the Mata Av in the following sense. Ma mata av yoresh espino, af mata aim isha yoresh espino. Just like a father can yarshin his son, so too a woman can yarshin her son as well. Tosus raises the question, how could you say that if the father is not alive, meaning what Tosus assumes that what we're saying over here is the father is not alive, the mother can yarshin her son. Obviously, that would be the only case. If the father were alive, the father would yarshin the son. So when would it ever be that the mother would yarshin the son if the father is dead? So Tosus asks the question. We're going to have a Gemara in tomorrow's daf where we learn from Sukkim that when the father's not alive, there's something called the Mimashmeshes, that it continues on to the next closest relative and the next closest relative. So the father will be able to pass it on to the next, even if he's not alive, it should go to all of his relatives. So how does it ever happen that the mother is ever going to get in there to receive a Yerusha? So Tos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri that we're talking about a Ben Hager Shemes, that the father was a ger, so he doesn't have any relatives. So even though the father's first in line, if the father is dead and he doesn't have any relatives, that's the one case where the mother is going to yarshin. That's how Tosfos understands. But if there is a mishpachas av, then certainly the mishpachas av is going to receive the yerusha. Now Tosfos raises the question: how could Rabbi Shimon say that the mother yarshins her son? We have another drasha that we learned earlier that a mishpachas hay meino kriya mishpacha. So Tosfos says that we're talking about a ben ager shemes. So since it's a ben ager shemes, a mishpachas av. He doesn't have a mishpachas av, so in that case, Rabbi Dovid Shimon would hold that the mother would yarshin, so that the nechasim don't become hefker. Meaning, ain't a chinami. Mishpachas av kriy mishpacha, mishpachas av kriy mishpacha, but there is no mishpachas av. So what are you going to do? So you can't just let it all be hefker. That's what Tos quotes from Bein Tam and the Ri. So what happens? The mother yarshins only if the father was a ger. But if a child was a Ben Yisrael, so then his krovim mishpachas aviv are going to yarshin him. That's the yukimta that Tosfos makes. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from the top of Kuf Tosvav Amin Aleph tomorrow.